Couples of the 21st century are faced with a challenge when they start a family, deciding who will take care of the children. Stay-at-home dad David Eddy has learned the job is not as easy as it sounds.
A friend of mine says there's really no such thing as a stay-at-home dad. There are only writers who change diapers and men waiting for an offer. When my friend hears about someone who's really getting into staying home with his kids, he just waits for the inevitable call. Hey, I got the job. Then a nanny is quickly hired and all notion of at-home daddom goes out the window. This wasn't true in our case. We planned to have me stay at home. I gave up a perfectly good job, a job I love, to do it. My wife Pam easily made twice as much as I did, so it didn't make sense for her to quit. And I'd always wanted to write a book, so we thought we'd try this unusual option. Now I look back on the notion that I could look after Nick and also write with some amusement. Those first few months, I think my son and I both looked at each other with the same thought. What am I supposed to do with him? Often, I didn't change Nick's diapers until they were as heavy as a sack of hammers. Sometimes I took him to bars, but only for business drinks and only in non-smoking bars. And if other patrons shot me horrified glances, I just said, hey, they do it all the time in Europe. Though probably the more accurate thing to say would have been, hey, they did it all the time in medieval Europe. It must have been like being raised by wolves. I'm not sure it was so great for the wolf, either. There seems to be a mini fashion among men these days to say they wish they could be stay-at-home dads. I'd do it for a year, a lawyer or stockbroker will often say to me at a party. They probably mean this as some kind of compliment, but I find it insulting on at least two levels. First, they're implying that anyone could do it, and they're saying that, unlike me, the world could only spare them for a year. You wouldn't last 2 weeks, I want to say to these characters. You wouldn't be able to handle the boredom, isolation, and drudgery. Obviously, dad staying home with the kids is an imperfect solution. Men tend not to be naturally geared to this type of work. It puts pressure on the family finances, and people look at you funny. But when a modern couple has a child, they're presented with an almost insoluble dilemma. They were both busy already. Now they have a little unit that needs surveillance and care 24/7. All the solutions to this dilemma, daycare, nannies, grannies, and so forth, are imperfect. But the solution that humanity pursued since the beginning of time was also no solution at all. One half of the partnership stays home, can't own property, does all the drudgery. Maybe we're a transitional generation, groping towards some possible solution for the future. Maybe that will be imperfect too. But I bet that whatever solution is adopted will work better than the stay-at-home mom with no options model of a century ago.
Journalist and author David Eddy is author of Housebroken, a chronicle of his stay-at-home fatherhood.